Now turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to read some more about who God has made us, and I would like for us to read several verses again. Again, 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's start at verse 4. Yeah. Verse 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. Verse 5. You also, like living stones, plural, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. What do you think about that? Now, again, remember what I shared last Sunday. Last Wednesday, those of you who were able to be with us. So we talked about this priesthood. There is going to come a time when the priesthood is highly regarded. You know, unfortunately, we've had quite a few people who have been in the priesthood, no matter what religion you're talking about, who have done a very, very bad job of representing God, our holy God. They've done a terrible job of representing our holy God. And that's part of the reason, it's not the only reason, but that's part of the reason that people who are considered to be reverends, elders, overseers, pastors, bishops, priests, you name it, are not respected as we should be. The day is going to come, though, in the future. And I mean in the future. I don't expect this to happen 5 years from now. Don't expect it to happen 10 years from now. We're talking distant future. Especially when the Lord Jesus is back on this earth, ruling, reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And especially beyond that point, when God will have made the final separation of all the wicked from the holy, and God the Father is on this earth with his people. The priesthood is going to be highly regarded. Priests are going to be highly regarded, deeply respected. Try to look at this from God's perspective. God, the one who created the priesthood, beginning, as far as we know, with Aaron and his sons. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Think about the respect that you want right now, those of you who are in ministry as clergymen, evangelists, apostles, bishops, you name it, prophets, pastors, you name it. Think of the respect that you'd like to have right now. And we just kind of know intuitively that anyone who is a genuine priest of God should be respected, because God should be respected. Well, the reality is God is disrespected by many people, not only by fallen angels, the fallen ones, but disrespected by many, many, many humans. And those who die having rejected God will die with that disrespect. They'll take that disrespect for God with them to the grave, to hell, to the lake of fire. They'll still have that disrespect. Oh, but guess what? The day is coming when every one of them will bow their knees to the Lord God and admit, confess that he is ruler over all, that he is Lord. And they'll take deep regret with them into their miserable eternity. Or to say it another way, their eternity of misery. And they're going to be left on this earth, people who truly love God, worship God, honor God, and deeply respect his priests. Live for that respect now. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Verse 6, for in Scripture it says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Verse 7, now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. Verse 8, and a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. Verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests, we heard from Revelation chapter 1. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, we're hearing the phrase, a royal priesthood, the two thoughts being combined. Again, but in a way that may capture our attention a little differently. A royal priesthood. A holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Listen to verse 10. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what your social class, allow God to give you the strength you need to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the ruler of all the kings of the earth, as we read in Revelation chapter 1. There's tremendous benefit to it. Let's talk about this some more in just a few minutes.